Aleph Teves, 27th of December, Rabbi Moshe Ginsri, my Hanukkah.
The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chafolof on the base, as is Yodua, asks the question, my Hanukkah. And Rashi says on my Hanukkah, Eze Neis Kavuha. For what Neis was Hanukkah actually fixed? As the Gemara goes on to say, "Tatanu Rabbanan b'chafe b'kislev yomei d'chanukah tzmanya inun." Megillas Tanis tells us that the 8 days of Chanukah are days to loyla misper b'hoin, to loyla s'amis b'hoin, days where we can't say hespet and can't hold the Tanis. Shekeshenichnusu yevonim lehechol timu kol hashmonim shebehechol. When the Yevonim, the Syrian Greeks, entered the hechol, the sacred precincts for Beis Hamikdash, they defiled all of the oils. Uchashegobra Malchus Beis Chashmanoi v'nitzchum. When Malchus Beis Chashmanoi emerged victorious, Bozku v'loi motzu l'pach echot shel shemen shoyamunuch b'choysom shel kohen godl. This Yodua, the Neis Chanukah, they found the one cruse of oil sealed with the imprint of the kohen godl. And next year, Chanukah was fixed as days of Hallel and Hidah. Interesting to be medayik firstly in the Gemara, that the Gemara initially tells us that the nature of the Yomei the Chanukah Tamanyim Inun is Deloyna Misper Bahoin U Deloynis Anus Bahoin. That's a regular din of Megillas Tanis, not to hold the Hesped, not to hold the Tanis. But the end of the Gemara tells us, Legabe the Neis Shemin, something more. Lashona Acheres Kovum Vaason Yomim Tovim Bahalel Vaidah. Is a din of Chanukah of Hallel and Hidah, which is lichura ben noisof to the din, the regular din of Megillas Tanis, deloyle misper b'hoin udeloylis anus b'hoin. Of course, we understand that when we look at the nusuch of Al Hanisim in Tfilah, we don't see reflected so much, if at all, the nes of the Shemen. Omadzvan beis torosom, mosal to giburim, biyad chaloshim, rabim biyad ma'atim, and then just at the end, almost as an agav, almost if we can say, kaviochos nasaid, vidliku neiris bechatsus kochecho, vekovush manus mechanica elu, lahoizul halashim chagotl. Almost as though the hoizul halal is going on the nisim of the nitzachim and the melchoma, rather than on the nisim, the miracles of the Pach Shemen. The Emes is interesting, just to be misplaining for a moment, that in Moiz Tzur we refer to the Yevonim Nikbetzu Alay Azay B'mei Chashmanim, and we finish that stanza by referring to the fact B'nei Vino Yemei Shmoino Kovu Shirunonim. An interesting deal. There's something about the Neis Chanukah which requires a specific hispainus, an in-depth thought and consideration. And that is what I hope over the next 20 minutes or so we will be able to cover together. What is the inin of the B'nei Vina? What is the Mai Chanukah, which Rashi seems to say, Al-Eze Neis Kavua, and then the Gemara seems to show us two different inyonim. The inyon of the Nitzachon of the Milchoma, and then the inyon of the Neis Shemen, although the Gemara doesn't mention the Furish, the inyon of the Nitzachon in the Milchoma at all. We'll come on to that later. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dalet Haloch Yud Beis, Mitzvah Ne'chanukah Mitzvah Chavivohim Ad Ma'oid. The Rambam waxes lyrical about Mitzvah Ne'chanukah. Mitzvah Chavivohim Ad Ma'oid. V'tzorech Odom Li'zoyba K'dei Lo'idia Hanes. Ulahoisif Bishvach Hokel V'hoidoya Lo'i Ala Nisim She'osolom. Very interesting lashon of the Rambam. And we have to understand and be misplaining. What is the inyan of Mitzvah Ne'chanukah, which is Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'oid, and the requirement to be meticulous about discharging the responsibility of this mitzvah, K'dei Lo'idia HaNeis. Interesting, the Rambam doesn't say which Neis. His mashmeh is talking about Ne'chanukah. You think it's the Ner itself, but we'll see presently. und er heißt sich bis schwach, okay, und wo ich so erlei, aber nicht so schön aus allein. The Rambam actually tells us in the Perek Gimel of Hilchus Chanukah a ganz arichus in what is actually the inyan of the Nes of Chanukah. And when we actually look at that Rambam Be'ion, we understand something more about the Nes of Chanukah. And if you look at that Rambam, I don't have time to go through it in its full detail, but look at the Rambam at the beginning of Perek Gimel, the first three halachas there, and you'll see how the Rambam builds together the two yesodos of the Nes of the Milchoma, the Nisochon Milchoma, with the Nes of the Neris themselves. And here we come onto a very interesting yesod. That same Rambam who waxes lyrical, pun perhaps intended, waxes lyrical, about the Ner Chanukah, the same Rambam who in Perek Dalet goes to such an extent in explaining it's a mitzvah chavivohi ad ma'oid kedei loidia anes bishvach hakeil v'alidoy le'amisu shosalonu, that same Rambam doesn't seem to draw a distinction between the Nes of the Nitzochon and the Nes Hashemen, if you look carefully in the Medayik at the beginning of Perek Gimel. And here we come on to two very interesting and different Mahalchim that I've seen in the Achronim. The Emek Brocha, Reb Arya Pogromanshik, asks the Kasha as to why it is, as we've seen here, that the Gemara in Shabbos seems to focus so much on the Nes of Hashemen, and the Nusuch of Al-Anisim seems to focus so much on the Nusuchim of the Milchama. And he actually wants to explain that there are two different Mahalchim in commemoration and celebration of Nes Chanukah. There is an Inyan which we say in Tfilah of Al-Hanisim, which is associated with the Nes of the Nusuchim in the Milchama, the military victory. And there is an Inyan of the Nes Shemen. And almost sort of like Karav Zell said, these are two Inyonim, sort of misstanding the Pundit Echot, which seem to come together over Chanukah, but we understand that Al-Anisim is Keneged, the Nes of the Nitzachon and Milchom, the military victory, and Ner Chanukah is Keneged, the miracle of the Pach HaShemen. My late Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Moshe Shmuel Shapiro Zatzal, in his Shari Shmuel, which appears at the back of one of the late editions of his Kuntras Habiyurim, makes the following observation. He says, he asks two kashas on the Emet Bracha. Number one, he says, if you want to suggest that there are two mutually complementary in Yonim, but they're really separate in terms of the military victory and the Nes HaShemen, so when we say that af noshim chayov is b'nei Chanukah she'afei hoyu bo'is ha'neis, what neis primarily were the women involved in? Wasn't simply the neis of the Pach Shemen. The neis of the women involved in was the neis ha'atzona. The women were threatened as far as their physical well-being was concerned. They were taken captive. They were defiled during the time of the Syrian Greek oppression. So in that case, it's impossible to decouple the Hadlokas Ner Chanukah from the Nes of the Nitzachon in Milchoma She'afin Hoyu Ba'isanes. Furthermore, he brings down from the Loshon of the Rif, which is interesting to be Medayik, but he understands from the Rif that Hilkach Mavarachin and Anissa Kol Yoma V'Yoma is not the bracha of She'osa Nisim Rosh Hashiva understands, but rather we're saying it's the Inya saying Ala Nisim Kol Yoma V'Yoma Mitamanya Yoma L'Chanukah Hoyinu V'Chol Yoma V'Yoma Yoanes Mischadish Ba'osu Pachshal Shemen. Reb Moshe Shmuel Zatzal seems to be saying that from the Rif is Medayik, that the Inyan of Al-Anisim B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim isn't just over the Nes of the Nitzachon and Milchoma, even though the Nusach of the Tfilah primarily focuses on that victory, the military victory, But he said, Aranisim Bechol Yom V'Yom Kefil Eloshin of the Rif, as he understands it, is talking about the saying of Aranisim Bechol Yom V'Yom. Therefore, he says the following, and I'd like just to quote three or four lines from his Loshin HaBoev HaKadosh as follows. V'nira Leila Bipshitas Al Pia Mavua Bechol Megillas Tanis, as we see throughout Megillas Tanis, Shekvar Lifnei Chatei Bechislev Nochalu Har Ben Yitzchenu Yisutishuos. One can see that this battle that was fought with the Syrian Greeks was one where there was an ebb and flow, and there were many, many victories scored by the guerrilla tactics, Basiata Dishmaya, of the forces of the Chashmonaim. The Kovu Kama Yomim Tovim Al Yedei Zeh, and they instituted several days, Deloyla Nismut Bahoyim, Deloynis Anas Bahoyim, not to fast, not to say Hesped, because of the Nitzchonos, the victories they had in battle. The Gam Achari Nitzochen de Chanukah, Adayin Hoyu Harbe Milchomis Ache Shokta Oretz. As we all know, after Nes Chanukah also, there were many battles which still had to be fought until the land was secured and quiet and tranquil once again. Vashal came, and therefore, Im Yishuma Milchoma Adayin Oigiazman Likva Elimei Chanukah Yomim Tovim. If it was just because of the military victory, that doesn't stand out any differently to many of the other battles that they won without yet winning the war. And they haven't won the war at this particular moment either. And therefore, because of the military victory alone, it wouldn't be appropriate to make such a celebration out of the 8 days of Chanukah. The reason they established Chanukah was because the Nes HaShemen, which showed that they'd reached a critical turning point in their struggles against the Syrian Greeks. In other words, my Chanukah Eze Nes Kavua, he would lichura understand Rashi as saying there needs to be something me'alu me'aver of some military victory, because there were many military victories scored at that particular moment. And the kasha really is how we metzarech together the Nes Chanukah as far as the celebration of Chanukah, which is something separate and very different to Stam being recorded in the Megillas Tanis as Yomei Deloyla Misbud Bahon Udeloylis Anas Bahon. I'd like to take the Yesod of the Rosh Hashiva and explain it a little bit more. Ba'amkus al pi hashkofa. There is a Ramban which I'm sure pretty much all of you will know or will have heard before at days like this, from the end of Parashas Poi, where the Ramban says, Min hanisim hagedolim hamufusomim odom moide benisim hanistorim. From great moments of victory, from moments which are absolutely life-changing, which are remarkable, which are undeniable, from those types of miracles a person comes to admit also to the Nisim HaNistorim. Says the Ramban, and this is also not always fully appreciated, Shehem Yesoid HaTorah Kula. To know, not that the Nisim HaMufursomim Al Yesoid HaTorah Kula. It is to understand that there are Nisim HaNistorim B'chol Eis Erev Avokev Tzoroim going on in our lives. That's the Yesoid that one gets when one has Nisim HaMufursomim. I think that's part of the Yesoid of what the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal is saying. The Be'emes, the Nes of the Shemen, was indicative of the underlying special nature of the victory that had been achieved Ad Chafei Bekislev. It was a Nes Mefursom which was Megale, and the Nes Nister of the military victory, as one that had to be celebrated to a greater extent than just being another few days which are included as it were, in Megillas Tanis. And the emes that we can be medayed going back to the Gemara. The Gemara starts off by saying, "Bechafe lekislev yomet Chanukah tzemanyan inun deloyla mispud behoim udeloylis anis behoim." And then it goes on, "Shekishenichnusu yevonim leichel." It tells you the whole story of the Neis Hashemen. But the first part seems to indicate that there is already something to mark when it comes to Chanukah because of the nisim of the Nitzochim in Milchoma. That is the Neis Nista. And the Neis Nigla is the Neis Hashemen itself. And the Neis Hashemen, the Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, brings us to appreciate through the Neis Mefursum, the Neis Nista of Teva. It wasn't just done that we thought out our tactics better. It wasn't done we were the guerrilla warriors who had a background knowledge of the territory and the land. It wasn't that we had greater motivation. It was Yad Hashem Atayva Aleinu. And the two coming together give us an opportunity to understand what the inyan of Neis Chanukah, my Chanukah, is really about. We can take it a stage further. There is a remarkable Ramban in Parshas Achrei Mos in respect to the Azazel, where the Ramban refers to Greek philosophy. And he refers to those the Hamischakim b'teva nimshochim achra yevoni, referring to Aristotle. He says those who follow the wisdom, the natural wisdom of Aristotle, ashehichish kol dovus losi amurgoshloi, who denied anything which he couldn't physically see and explain and feel and touch. The Hegis Dati Lakshant, and it was arrogant to suggest, to propose a theory, who the Talmid of Harashoim, he and his wicked disciples, Kicholin and Shoihisik Elov Hubis Farosai, Einenu Emes. Anything which he couldn't understand and touch and be able to define with his logic and his understanding wouldn't be true. And we understand, and the emesis is part of the Nitzochon of Neis Chanukah, to be able to be Megale through Nisim Mufursomim, down to Nisim Nistorim, down to understanding, as indeed the Bali Musa say, one of the answers to the famous Kushus Habeis Yosef, as to why we have 8 days Chanukah, when the Neis was Lechura only 7 days, if they found the Pach Shemen that would last for one day. One is to teach us the Yesoid, that there is no such thing as Teva. Everything is Neis. Everything is Bach, Rosom Yitzu Yisbach. Everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Emes, the Maral in their mitzvah, is a further validation of the Yesod that we're building here. Says the Maral, the Oge Shlema, She'ika ma shekoviu mechanukah, bishvil shoyu menatschim es hayavonim. The truth of the Neis Chanukah that we celebrate, and the Neirus Chanukah and Alamisim, it is all ultimately because of the victory over the Syrian Greeks. Only it didn't appear to us that this victory was only Deneshe Anasez Hashem Yisparach. We couldn't see, we couldn't determine the fact that Neis Chanukah was something that had happened through the Yad Hashem HaTov Aleinu. And there was a Nisoyim whereby one would come to think that Nitzochon of Yom Tzemanye Inun is based on Mikoichom Uvurosom. The people shouldn't say this is just because of the strength and the might of the Chashminoim. The significance of the Neis of the Shemen was we should know that the whole of Chanukah is something which is miraculous. And likewise, the victory in the Milchoma was something which Taka came from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Reb Simcha Zissel Nikelm has a similar mahalach as far as the Neis of Chanukah is concerned. to be able to understand that the Nes of Chanukah is something which celebrates the Hashkochas Hashem, which is Nimsa in every aspect of the physical, material world, as well as in terms of spiritual striving. Adarabha, turning Aristotle, the Syrian Greek, or the Greek wisdom, absolutely on his head. It's not that we can only admit to that which we can see. It's that even that which we can see and can explain according to the so-called laws of nature, of physics, of chemistry and science, all of that is the Yad Hashem working in Olam Hazeh, which is an Olam HaNe'lam, a world of Hester. We have to be able to see the light of Hashkochas Hashem shining through, whether it's history, whether it's science, whether it's every aspect of human striving, endeavor, intellectual capacity, emotional sensitivity, everything we have to see as an extension of the Yad Hashem. And in this way, Be'emes, we can begin to understand a kasha which is raised by the Bach at the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. The Bach raises a he'ara as to the difference between the way in which Chanukah is celebrated and Purim is celebrated. First of all, you might turn around and say, what's the Tata Shavah? There's no Gzeir Shavah, Chamisha Osa, as it were, like between Sukkot and Pesach, between Chanukah and Purim. Okay, so we'll say there are two in Yonim, which are Drabonans, and that the Loisosa, Yominu Smoil, they say is a remez to Chanukah and Purim, because Ne'er Chanukah is Lissad Smoil, and Yomin is Yomini, refers to Ish Yomini is Purim, so the Loisosa, the Mitzvah Drabonam, yeah, a beautiful Chassidish in Vettel, of Alamaisa, where do we come to our understanding of what the Yisrael is that the Bach is talking about here? There should be a Tzad HaShavah between them. And he asks the Kashataka, and he says that whereas Purim is Yimei Simcha V'Mishta, Hallel, as the Rambam says when you look at it afterwards in Perek Gimel, the Rambam says that Chanukah Yimei Simcha V'Hallel. So why the difference? So he says the nafka mina is as follows. The Purim ika gzeirayos lufishe nenu misudosu shalach hashverish. Al kim nigzalem laro gulabiris hagufim shenenu miyachilu vishtir shal isa. The ika yasoid of Purim was shenenu misudosu shalach hashverish. When they came to Teshuva, inu nafsham, they afflicted themselves, as Esther said, Leich Gnosis Kol Yehudim, Al Tzeichu V'Al Tishloshis Yomim V'Yom V'Layla, Gaman Yivinara Seltzim Kain. And that's why the Fichot Kovim L'Mishtav V'Simcha V'Yom Tov. Lizka Ika Anes. Alva B'Chanaka says the Bach, Ika Gzeroes Al Shis Rashnu B'Avoida. There is a Tzad HaShoveh. The Tzad HaShoveh is to drive away a false alien ideology and expression of the way in which Klal Yisrael can flourish and prosper. Something, the way to flourish and prosper is to be able to assimilate, to have meals together. Something, the way to flourish and prosper is if we mute in some way our expression in Torah and Mitzvahs. Purim represents material assimilation. Chanukah represents, kafi what the Bach is saying, spiritual assimilation. Mimela, the antidote to one is Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, appropriate feasting and eating L'Shem Hashem. And Chanukah is Yemei Simcha V'Hallel, to be mischazik in the inyonim of Avodas Hashem. I want to conclude with a very interesting moshel which is brought down by the Minchas Osher of Osher Weiss in his Hakdama to Sefer Shmos. He tells of a moshel, I think it's actually originally from a Medrash, and this is based upon a kasha that a child once asked his father after Leil HaSeder. We speak about Kriyas Yamsuf and the Flos of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the child asks his father, what's so tremendous about Kriyas Yamsuf? And the Ribbono Shel Olam has made the whole world so he can split the seas, as our grace of Chiddush. So the answer that's proposed is the following. There was once a very famous sculptor, and he made, his most famous piece was an image of a horse with a rider. And this horse was put at the side of the village square, and people at first walked past, marvelous, wonderful. And as time went by, they got used to it, and people just walked past and ignored it. It almost got in the way. And the sculptor was terribly depressed. He said, "This work of art, I've made it, it's so realistic, it's so beautiful, and everyone seems to be ignoring it." So he went and asked his family, and they suggested to the Muslim, because that's a strange thing. They said, "Cut it in half, and have just half the horse there, or the horse split in half. That people will stop and stare at." Why? Because people see something which is unusual, and then they'll realize the beauty and the attention to detail that the master sculptor has made in making this work of art. Lahavdil, the Ribbono Shel Olam has made a world which is in many ways an Olam HaNista, a world in which things are hidden from us. The Tzad HaShoveh between Purim and Pesach, drawing on the words of the Bach and the Mahalach of the Mashkiach of Shlomo Volbo's Tzad in Ali Shur Chelek Sheni, where he speaks about the Tzur HaSachad of Chanukah. The Tzad HaShoveh between them is being Megale, the deeper, underlying truth. When it comes to the Nes of Purim, we understand the Na'afichu, and we understand that the way that here's the Gemara in Megillah says, "Heim loy osu el lefonim, afakodesh baruch hu loy osu moim lefonim." They think it's only superficially, underneath they remain loyal, observant, obedient, show me Torah mitzvahs. It says, "Afakodesh baruch hu loy osu moim lefonim." Chanukah, there is another thing that we need to be Megale. Nes besoich nes. To be able to understand that those things we think we can't explain, nevertheless, are Yad Hashem. And even those things we can explain, also Yad Hashem HaTov Aleinu. That is the inyan of Nes Chanukah, of my Chanukah, actually coming together and not being the answer to the question is Taka, not either or. It's not, it's either the Nes of the Nitzochon Nechama, or it's the Nes of the Nes Hashemen. The Emesit is the Nes Hashemen, which is Moira on the Nes Nitzochon Nechama, which is Moira b'chol in Yoneinu. Shemin ha-Nisim ha-Mufusonim, also Moira b'Nisim ha-Nistorim, and the way for Shomrei Toru Mitzvahs to be able to be Le'oroi Nisa V'Nelech, as we say after Tekiah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and in a way Chanukah also reminds us and his Mechazik reinforces the Chizuk the Yom Neroim, Ashrei Ha'om Yoidei Sura Hashem Be'or Panecha Yalechun. May we indeed be Zoicha to walk forward Be'or Panei Hashem Abiyas Mashiach Tikkenu Binyan Beis Tifateinu B'mehirav Yameinu.